From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Houthi rebels in Yemen have vowed to fight on as pro-government forces backed by Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates captured the airport of the Red Sea port city Hodeidah following a week-long offensive. Houthi leader Abdel Malik al-Houthi said most of the coastal area of Tehama is still free. He vowed not to submit or collapse. Fierce battles are reported in the al-Durahimi district outside the city, about 20 kilometers south of the airport. Hodeidah is a vital port for the flow of humanitarian supplies to the impoverished nation, a growing concern for groups like the World Health Organization. Jenny Musto is an incident manager for the WHO.
This fighting puts more than 600,000 people at risk in al-Hodeidah. And we are deeply concerned at the risk that this has for the port. 70% of people in Yemen rely on the port for food and medicines. Particularly important for WHO is that this port is where we bring in important medical supplies.
Local hospital sources said nearly 350, about half of them rebel fighters, have been killed. Thousands of families have fled. The three-year conflict has claimed thousands of lives. Eritrean President Isaias Afwerki is calling Ethiopian peace overtures a positive gesture and will send a delegation to Addis Ababa to ease long-running tensions between the two neighbors. Mr. Afwerki said, 27 years is a long interval. The losses incurred and time wasted are huge. He said Ethiopia is at a turning point. New Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed has pledged to honor the terms of a peace agreement that ended their near two-year conflict in 2000, in which tens of thousands are believed to have died. This is VOA News.